From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal at The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which has refused to participate in the proceeding and vowed not to abide by it. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling will disincentivize negotiations.
The proceedings will probably do a great deal of damage to the efforts by the members of the international community to engage in negotiations and consultation for settlement of any possible disputes.
While he warned it could intensify conflict in the region, China remains, he said, committed to negotiation. In Manila, Philippine Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay said his government is studying the complex ruling carefully.
We call on those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. The Philippines strongly affirms its respect for this milestone decision.
The ruling stemmed from a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas, with its actions on the Scarborough Shoal, a reef located off the Philippine coast. The United Nations has warned of severe acute malnutrition and famine-like conditions across Nigeria's northeast Borno state, affecting displacement camps that house tens of thousands of refugees who have fled Boko Haram violence. The camps are described as hard to reach and insecure. An appeal has been issued for more than $200 million in funds over the next 10 weeks. This is VOA News. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says Tuesday that President Obama has given him greater freedom to strike out at the Taliban. Visiting Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced the new rules of engagement.
Previously, General Nicholson's authorities were that when or if Afghan security forces found themselves in a difficult situation, then they could call their American counterparts and their American counterparts could come and go shoulder to shoulder with them and help. It obviously, to me, makes a lot more sense to be doing it the way we're doing it now.
Carter said it allows a more effective and efficient use of forces the U.S. and Afghanistan have. The new rules allow for greater use of U.S. air power. A fragile ceasefire appears to be holding in South Sudan after several days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those allied with First Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar. The fighting has left hundreds dead and some 36,000 displaced. Michael Makaway is the country's information minister.
All the commanders of these forces are hereby directed to cease any hostility and abide by this order, control their forces, and protect the civil population and their property.
The violence raised fears the country, just 5 years old, was slipping back into civil war from which it emerged just last year. President Obama Tuesday took part in an interfaith service to honor five police officers killed last week in Dallas, Texas, by a lone sniper.
We're here to honor the memory and mourn the loss of five fellow Americans, to grieve with their loved ones, to support this community, to pray for the wounded, and to try and find some meaning amidst our sorrow.
The attack was carried out by a slain Black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota last week. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi called an emergency cabinet meeting Tuesday over recent violence in Kashmir sparked by the killing of a Muslim rebel leader last week. Nearly 30 have been killed, hundreds wounded, despite a curfew and strong security presence. At least three people were killed, dozens wounded Tuesday after police opened fire on a protest march in the northern city of Gao in Mali. One marcher said the protest was about the naming of an interim authority, as well as the lack of integration of rebel fighters into the army. Burundian peace talks in Tanzania hit another snag Tuesday as both sides found reasons not to take part. Members of the opposition opposed the presence of Burundians accused of human rights abuses. The government rejects the presence of leading opposition and civil society figures. Asian markets continued their rally amid signs of growth in the U.S. and easing worries of Britain's exit from the EU. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.